to the Original Slacker Podcast presented by Round Guys Brewing Company. I'm your host, Bill McGinney. This is part two of our interview with Bourbon Express's Katie and Brendan Curley. This episode, we do a little fun stuff. The questions talk more about their really, really fun music video, Devil's Angel. And we actually have that song placed into the end of this track right here. So why don't you give it a listen? Looking forward to any feedback you guys have. Feel free to drop me a line, bill@roundguysbrewery.com. Check us out online, roundguysbrewery.com. And check out this very podcast at facebook.com/theoriginalslacker. The Underground, facebook.com/RGBCUnderground. That is where these guys are going to be playing on May 27th. And then we also have our brand Facebook page, facebook.com/roundguys. So check us out and check these guys out and enjoy the episode. So let's go back to the honky tonk real fast. How have you guys progressed musically in this style? What changes, what adjustments did you have to make? I know Katie, you mentioned about having a harmonization, and Brenda, you mentioned about the improved guitar ear, right? The ability to listen a little deeper on it. What are some adjustments and some growths that you guys have seen as a band or individually?
Well, we've certainly gotten a lot better in the time that we've been playing. We've been playing now, Katie and I, with various members for 7 or so years. I think we've just gained a lot of confidence and experience, and we can feel it from show to show now that we're really kind of coming together well and playing tightly, and I guess some of that's just inevitable the longer you've been around, but I can feel it. We've made a lot of progress.
You're feeling just that mastery, right? That confidence, the mastery of it.
Yeah, I don't know if we're masters, but we've come a long way. I mean, you know, we've worked hard and we've been, pounding the pavement for some years, and feel like it's paying off in the sense that we're playing well together and, yeah, having a good time.
Yeah, great. Katie, how about you?
When we have a new song now, it's, you know, I used to send everybody, you know, separately the song and have them work out their parts and lol. And there's less of that these days. We can just kind of come together around a song and just kind of, we know where to fall into it.
What does that mean, to fall into the song?
Well, for instance, I'll talk about the harmony singers again. We've been singing together now in a way that we've developed, I guess, that's consistent. And so everybody can just easily find their part now without, you know, having to think too hard about it. And also when Brendan and I have been playing together for a while now, and so when we are looking at a new song together, it's he usually just plays exactly what I had in my head in terms of the guitar part, kind of.
But right, almost, you guys, music's communication, right? And once you have established, when you're in a band that's going at least on the second album, right, and especially mm-hmm. when you're married to the guy who's in the band with you, the communication is almost second nature at some point. You kind of have an expectation of what the other one's going to do. You anticipate, right? Isn't that the whole point of having...
Yeah, you put it better than I did.
So I think that's a really interesting piece that you pull in. And going back to Brendan, your part, where you're saying about the confidence, and it's confidence not just in you, it's in confidence in the actual other players to be able to understand you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
In the actual Devil's Angel video, how many takes did it take for you to get that food stuffing scene taken care of?
They wanted to have, with every scene, I feel like they wanted to have more than enough to work with in the editing. room. So, yeah, there were lots of instructions to put another hamburger in my mouth.
Yeah, and I actually stuffed my face a bit too, and then they only ended up using that one fry thing. But yeah, I was messing around with the banana and other objects, and yeah, I think a lot of it came together in the editing. You know, we shot a lot of footage each day that we worked with these guys, but yeah, I think a lot of the magic comes in the sequencing and the editing, and they had a lot to work with.
I think for the food scene, the director pushed it as far as he could with me. I was pretty much staring him daggers at the end.
How long did it take to shoot that whole film or that whole music video?
Well, we did 3 full days and then a half day in our apartment.
Two half days.
Two half days. Oh yeah.
And that was just in your apartment.
Well, the opening scene where we're on the phone was just in our apartment, and the bar scenes were in a neighborhood bar. We live in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And then we did the live scenes in a theater warehouse type space. And then we got Roscoe in his apartment for the little outro. And it was on weekends. You know, we all worked during the week over maybe the course of a month or so, maybe a little more than that.
Well, it came across seamless.
Flow well. They did a really good job.
They did a great job.
It exceeded our expectations, I would say. Again, we didn't know what to expect going into this, but the director had done music videos before, which we thought were quirky and funny, and he ended up being a good fit.
Yeah, I would say you guys got your money's worth on that one. Well done.
Thank you.
So, next question. Since you guys are from Washington, how true is the Seattle Freeze?
The Seattle Freeze. I think you've mentioned that, Katie, right? Is that the cold shoulder that outsiders get or something? Is that?
Yeah, it's the cold shoulder when new people move into town.
Oh, well, you know, that's interesting. I don't really want to throw my my city under the bus. But, I would say I've found that not to be untrue.
Do you guys think that's just part of Seattle, or I mean, did you experience that in New York? You experience that in any other city?
Yeah, I think it's the weather. I really do. I think people wear a lot of hoodies, and there's just people feel like turtles out there.
All right, what kind of beers do you guys usually drink? Do you guys drink beer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we have a brewery component. It's actually not in the same facility. It's right across the street. So we have the brewery.
Right. We're really excited to check that out.
Yeah. So we have plenty of beers on draft, so you should definitely try them out. We'll have them downstairs in the underground as well. At the same time, I'm curious about your beer knowledge, right? So ale yeast, by and large, is considered to have a flavor ester. So flavor ester is kind of like a unique little extra characteristic in a beer.
Uh-huh.
So usually it's in some extent, it can be very minimal or very prominent, like in a wheat beer. What is considered a flavor ester? Is that going to be a cherry, a banana, or a clove? This is a hard question.
You're saying, what is the flavor ester for ale yeast?
Ale yeast, when you're drinking an ale.
Okay, give us the choices one more time.
Cherry, banana, or clove?
I'm going to go... Do we have to give the same answer?
No, you guys can give separate answers.
Okay, I'm going to go with clove.
I'll say the same thing, since I trust Katie's expertise.
No.
Well, Katie, you nail it for a wheat beer, right? That's the flavor you get
when
you're drinking a wheat beer. However, cherry is the right answer. So... I'm not going to dock any points on that, because this is a hard question. It's probably one of the hardest questions I've ever asked anyone. It's actually a phenolic character that comes out. So the cherry is going to be like a roasty, sometimes they're roasty, but it's like a little back-end character. It's really hard to say. I'm going to make myself sound like more of a moron trying to talk about it. Then I can say about, actually, when you taste it, you know it. And it's something that I'll show you guys when you guys come on down.
We sound can't good? Wait.
Yeah. All right. Just want to incorporate a little fun stuff in there. I really appreciate you guys chatting. Katie and Brendan Curley of Bourbon Express. The show is on May 27th, and that is a Sunday. It's going to be with Ryan Zimmerman. Do you guys want to plug yourselves one more time?
Sure. We're Bourbon Express. We just released a new album called Cry About It Later. You can get it by visiting our website, bourbonexpress.com. It's available on vinyl, CD, and in digital formats.
And we're looking forward to seeing you folks out there on the road.
Great. Well, thanks again, guys, and have a great rest of your day. It looks like a good one out there.